We are in a sermon series on prayer. We started with an invitation to pray and a realization that we don't know always how to pray as we ought to pray. And we have hope that the Holy Spirit hears our wordless groans, that we can pray anytime. We learned last week about being open to God in prayer, about laying our lives before God, and this wonderful image of God who is always ready for us to come to ourselves and to return home. So this week we are in a week where we're considering praying with the Scripture, praying with our Bibles. And for some of you, this might be just a neat reminder of something that you're already doing, kind of moving into it and thinking, yeah, I do this. What a great thing. I'm reminded again of something that you have practiced before or you've heard of before. And to others today, this might be brand new. This might be something that could change your prayer life forever. And this past week, so I love, the thing about preaching that I love is each week I try to learn something and I try to teach something. And if I can just do that, if I can learn something and then I can turn around and teach it, then I've taken a step forward and I'm in a better place than I was. Hopefully this is a week where we're learning something together. And I don't know what that'll be, but hang with it and we'll be there. When you're thinking about praying with the Bible, I think that perhaps the best place to start, and this is for the third graders who got their Bibles today, and this is for anybody that has, you know, maybe you're thinking, well, you know, my prayer life to be honest, maybe you're thinking, like, I say the same things about the same things every time I pray. Or maybe you're thinking, you know, I try to take some time in prayer and my prayers are kind of all over the place and I know God hears me. I'm thankful for that. But this is such a wonderful anchor for us in our prayer lives to know that we always can start with the Psalms. We can start and it's a place where young, old, we can all begin with the Psalms. The Bible has this wonderful prayer book built in. And I love the Psalm sort of illustrates this. It's Psalm 119. And it's, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. We're praying the Psalms and thinking about how to do that. There is something that I learned this past week that's really kind of cool. And that's a bit of math for you, okay? There are 150 Psalms in your Bible, and there are 30 to 31 days in a month, right? So you do some simple math. That means that if you read 5 Psalms every day, by the end of the month, you will have read all 150 Psalms. That's neat how that math kind of works like that, right? But there's something that I found out this week, a way that you can do that you can practice that. Every day you can find 5 Psalms to pray by first figuring out what day of the month it is. Okay, so today is the 4th, right? So then what you do is you pray, start out by praying the 4th Psalm, right? Psalm number 4. Well, then add 30 to that. So then pray Psalm 34, okay? And then Psalm 64, Psalm 94, Psalm 124, and you've prayed the 5 Psalms. And then tomorrow will be, and then add 30, and then add 30, and add 30, until you have 5. And not only is that an easy thing to remember, you need your Bible, you're looking at that, but you wouldn't believe this. There is an app that helps with the math and already has it together. You type in 5, F-I-V-E, Psalms, and it'll come up. There's a hand, you know, it's like stop you. There's a hand. There's blue hand. And you can find it. It's really cool. You can find your favorite version, you know, the, you know, NIV. You can put that in the settings, and then you'll have your five Psalms already. Or you could just do math and have your Bible. And when you pray the Psalms, this is the best way. Now, I want to talk about the three top ways to pray Scripture: praying the Psalms, letters to the church, and narrative. And what you would do with the Psalms as you're praying the Psalms is you would find something in it, and then you would stop and just pray that. Now, I wanted to start with what we would find on the 23rd day of the month, right? It would be the 23rd Psalm. And you might get to the first line in the Psalm, "The Lord is my shepherd." You might stop there. What a wonderful way to tune your prayers. God, you're the good shepherd. God, shepherd me. Guide me through this day. God, don't let me stray. God, help me to keep my mind, my eyes on you, my shepherd. God, and shepherd my family. You might think of someone that needs a good shepherd. Maybe they're going in the wrong direction, and you're just praying for them in that time, and you're praying until you finish all the thoughts that you have on God being a good shepherd. And then you go on from there. I shall not want. And what you're doing is you're taking the words in the Scripture and you're improvising on those words. Now, I was thinking about that this morning and what it would look like to think about improvising on something familiar. And at 8:30, from 8:30 to 9 o'clock every Sunday, our wonderful musicians, Matt and Mark back here, they take hymns and they begin to play those hymns, and then they embellish those melodies, and they spend time prayerfully playing those songs. If you haven't come between 8:30 and 9 o'clock to just pray and listen to these musical embellishments, it's fantastic. And I wondered this morning if Mark could give an example of a familiar tune that everybody would know, and then play it kind of improvising on it to give us kind of a musical idea of what it would be like to pray in this way. So let's hear it, Mark. The tune, you could sing that song or hum that song, just like you know, "The Lord is my shepherd." But then you might take that in another whole direction as you embellish it and you add your own stuff to it, and whatever that would look like, it might look a little bit like this. So every day as you're praying the Psalms, you're pausing and you're it's a living word. It's reading your life as well, and you're able to pray and take it to all new places. Add those embellishments and those thoughts, those chords to it. We can do the same thing in a way with the letters to the church. You can start with a little portion of that and stop and pause and pray that, see where that takes you. There's a narrative all through the Bible as well, these narrative stories. And for those, you kind of have to step back a little bit, maybe find yourself in the story. Oftentimes, the Gospels, especially the Gospel of John, is written in a way that pulls in the reader. You find yourself with the disciples. You can picture what it might be like to be with Jesus on a journey, or hear Jesus say something to you like let go of your nets and follow me. And you might think, what am I holding on to that I could let go? You can find yourself in the story. Oftentimes the Gospels will say, will refer to the disciple that Jesus loved. And your brain starts to say, well, that's John the Beloved. But then it could also be the reader, the disciple that Jesus loves. It could be you in that place. Or the disciples on the road to Emmaus when they encounter the risen Christ. Next Sunday, by the way, we're having an Emmaus gathering here. If you've been on the walk to Emmaus, we'd love for you to come and have a potluck with us like they had at Emmaus. But on the road, there is Cleopas and the other disciple. Well, I always think, that could be you and or me, you know, on the road with the risen Christ. How cool is that? The other disciple. Who is the other disciple? Yeah, we're written in. We're meant to take a step into it. A few other prayers that might be helpful for you is one we all know and love, the Lord's Prayer. And the Lord's Prayer is more than something that you've just memorized. The Lord's Prayer can be an outline for you. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And you could take some time and put that into your own words. God, your name is holy. You could say the name Jesus. Think about that. Let your prayer take you there. And then thy kingdom come, thy will be done. God, make your reality known here on earth as it is in heaven. God, help me to make your reality known. All these things you could bounce off this as an outline. It's not just something that we've memorized, but we've memorized it so that we can pray our prayers with it and into it. There's a breath prayer. If you're reading Mark 10, you read the story of a blind beggar on the side of the road. His name's Bartimaeus. And Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, he's crying out to Jesus, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me, a sinner. And for 2,000 years, God's people have prayed that prayer with their breath. So on the inhale, Jesus, son of God, and on the exhale, have mercy on me, a sinner. Take some time, maybe even this week, and just try that prayer with your breath. Different prayers of just breathing in that, and breathing out, have mercy on me, a sinner. There's so many breath prayers that you can pray. There is prayers all through the scripture that tell the story of God's people, that tell the story of salvation. Over and over we find these wonderful prayers. And in the next few weeks, we're going to be looking at prayers that are in the scripture, the prayers of Jesus, praying for one another.